Start meditating on the Cheryl Visconti. V as in Victor, V-I-S-C-O-N-T-I, Visconti. Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L. Cheryl Visconti, date of birth, 1-11-56. Date of visit, 3-16-22. Please make a copy for Matthew Dorman, M.D. Dorman is D-O-R-M-A-N, Matthew, M.D. from Palm Coast. Next paragraph. Dear Matt, thank you for sending Cheryl Visconti for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 65-year-old female who has, I'm sorry, 66-year-old female. Who has a past history for asthma. And a recurrent bronchitis. Has previously been on antibiotics and has been on single air 10 milligrams daily. The patient had a chest x-ray in January 22, which showed evidence of hyperinflation and mild scarring in the left lower lobe with atelectasis. She has some wheezing with an occasional cough and has reflux symptoms. Denies chest pains. And she does not bring up much sputum. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history for asthma, history for depression and insomnia, history of obstructive sleep apnea, and gastroesophageal reflux. Surgery includes a history for pneumothorax on the left with chest tube placement. I'm sorry, can you also mention that the surgery also includes hysterectomy and history for parathyroid resection. Next paragraph, med list included sertraline 100 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, famotidine 40 milligrams HS, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, oxybutynin 5 milligrams BID, doxepin 25 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, habits, patient does not smoke. No alcohol use. She works for the school district. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next, next paragraph, family history. Mother had a history of heart disease. Father's illness unknown. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss, denies glaucoma, cataracts. She has vertigo, hoarseness, and sore throat. She has persistent cough with some wheezing. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakenings. She has heartburn and constipation. She has no palpitations or leg or calf muscle pains. She has depression and anxiety, easy bruising, denies joint pains and muscle aches. She has had some memory loss, no headaches, no skin rash. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no cyanosis, icterus, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 120/70, pulse is 92, respiration 16, Temperature 97.8, weight is 152, saturation 96. HENT, non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal, sclera were clear, throat was injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with distant breath sounds and scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1+ edema, and peripheral pulses are well felt. There's no cap tenderness, reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranium nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one, is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number two, hypertension. Number three is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number four, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Her previous PFTs in September 21. Showed evidence of moderate obstruction and no significant change after bronchodilator use. She will also we'll also get a CT chest this year. And was given fluticasone/salmeterol, 113/14 micrograms, one puff twice a day. And advised to use Ventolin, two puffs QIDPRN. First, obstructive sleep apnea, she was advised to get an oral appliance and also advised to lose some weight. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this from Matthew Dorman, MD. Dorman is D-O-R-M-A-N, MD. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza.